The stock, this is dictating on Maureen Hernandez. Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, M as in Mary, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, N as in Nancy. Hernandez is H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, N as in Nancy. Date of birth is 3-10-52. Date of visit is 5-16-24. Please make copy for Aubrey Shock, M.D. Aubrey is A-U-B-R-E-Y, Shock, S-H-O-C-K, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is... right lung nodule. Next paragraph is spinalis. This is a 72-year-old lady who has a history for hematuria. Has been followed by her urologist, Dr. Dale Traficante, T-R-A-F-I-C-A-N-T, Traficante. The patient had a cystoscopy, and she was also sent for a CT scan of the chest and abdomen. And the chest CT done on 5/1/24 demonstrated a 16 millimeter nodular density in the right lung base. Period. The patient did have a prior chest CT done in 22, at which time the right lung nodule measured 1.2 centimeter in the right lower lobe, and additional tiny lung nodules were present in the right lower lobe. The CT chest done on April 16th, 24, however, showed a 1.6 centimeter right lower lobe nodule that was suspicious for malignancy. She again had a follow-up CT chest on May 1, 24, which showed a 16 millimeter nodular density in the right lung base, but no other nodules were visible, period. The patient has no cough or wheezing, denies shortness of breath or chest pain, and she has not lost any weight, denies myoptosis, fevers, and night sweats. Next paragraph, past history has included history of tonsillectomy remotely, previous C-section, and she also had tubal ligation done. She had a melanoma resected from the face. The the patient had right and left hip replacement surgery, and She has been treated for hypertension for more than 15 years. Patient had bilateral inguinal hernia repairs done as well. Next, she has hypolipidemia. Next paragraph, habits the patient patient has no history of smoking and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of aneurysm of the aorta and mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph, med list included lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, cardizem CD 360 milligrams daily. And atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Review of system. The patient denies weight loss or fatigue, denies cataracts or glaucoma, denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has no shortness of breath or wheezing, no abdominal pains, nausea, or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising and she has some joint pains, but no muscle aches. Denies skin rash, no itching. There are no headaches, memory loss, or blackouts. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 70, pulse. Pulse is 88, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 164, saturation 98. HENT announced phallic pupils to react to an equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the bases. The heart sounds are regular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities. No lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes. 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, fresh number one. Number one is right lung nodule etiology, undetermined. Number two is hypertension. Number three, hypolipidemia. And number four is history of hematuria. Next, next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and a TSH. She will be sent for a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodule. And if there is significant uptake in the nodule, a biopsy of the nodule will be planned. We will also get a complete pulmonary function study. And a follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Abri Shock MD. Shock, S-H-O-C-K. Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y, Aubrey Shock, M.D. Dr. D'Souza.